You're the shy boy at work. The boy who always chooses a seat near the back of the room, or in the corner, hoping to be out of sight, unnoticed. The boy who sits quietly, observant, during meetings, who volunteers ideas only tentatively, who speaks sparingly, and who slips out at the end of the day with a minimum of fuss. You're the boy whose cheeks flame red when a stranger glances at him on the street or in a shop, who hates being the center of attention. You're the boy who gets flustered when receiving even the simplest of compliments. He doesn't even have to be romantic or flirty. You're the boy who reads a book on the train, head down, focused, who looks determinedly out the window with music playing in his ears, or who waits for the bus without chatting with anyone. You're the boy I want to laugh and flirt with, whom I want to walk up to and pull tight against me, whose hair I want to mess up, and whose lips I want to kiss, whose mouth I want to taste, and whose meek facade I want to ruin in the best possible way. I want to wrap my arm around your waist, press my head to yours, and look deeply into your eyes, and tell you that I want you. And not just for tonight, not just for the week, or the month, or the year, but forever and always. I want you to let me inside you, that is, inside that mind of yours, that mind that I already know so well. I want you to hug me back, to rest your head on my chest and sigh. I want you to know that you are safe with me, that you are desired, that you are cherished, that you are the boy I lust after more than anyone, that you are the boy I've fallen for. I want to make you laugh tonight as we walk back to your place. I want you to invite me inside after an awkward pause and an exchange of grins on the doorstep. I want you to freeze once you've closed the door behind you and then turn around to see me standing in your hallway, watching you, with a self-assured grin on my face. I want to see your cheeks redden as I move towards you, ever so slowly and ever so deliberately. I want to hear your breathing quicken as I cup your face in my hands and press my lips to yours. I want to hear you moan and feel your body tremble as I push you back, up against the door, and slip my leg in between yours, pressing my thigh against you, against your heat, against your needy, desperate cock. Oh. I want to see you stripped of your shyness when you start to grind yourself against my leg without conscious thought, pleasuring yourself, your bulge, your manhood, your cock. I want to see your eyes widen as I break our kiss. I want to feel you holding your breath as I take my warm hand off the back of your neck, lightly stroke my fingers down your front, undo your fly with a practiced movement, push down your jeans, and finally slip my hand directly inside your boxers. I want to watch your eyelids drape closed and hear your moans turn primal as I firmly wrap my hand around your swollen cock and gently squeeze. I want to hear you whimper as I kiss your neck and begin to tug on you, first slow and easy, then increasingly faster and more insistently. And I want to kiss away the last shred of doubt and uncertainty that clouds your features in the moments just before you come for me. That fear of exposing yourself so completely. I want to see you let go of it. Let it go. I want to watch you. I want to hear you. I want to hold you up and support you as your body shakes, your legs quiver, and your cock pulses and spurts in my fingers, coating them with your sticky, wonderful, hot cum. I want to laugh, teasingly yet affectionately, as you suck in air and breathe in deep, coming back to your senses after experiencing that pleasure. I want to see you give me another shy, uncertain glance as you come down from your orgasm, your cock softening, your balls lightened. I want to kiss you again in that moment and squeeze your ass with my free hand. Enjoy the feeling of your hard, sensitive nipples poking into the tops of my breasts, your chest heaving a bit as you catch your breath. I want to bite your lip softly as I slip my fingers off of you, and then see the lusty, disbelieving look in your eyes as I lick and suck your cum from each of those fingers in turn. I want to taste you. To taste your cum, to swallow it, to ingest it, to make it a part of me, to make you a part of me. I want to tell you just how delicious you are, how sweet you are, in more ways than one. And then I want to lean in and kiss your neck, your ear, and whisper to you. I want to taste more of you tonight, and I'm hoping that you want to do the same with me. Shall we do it here, or shall we retire to your bedroom so I can ride you senseless? You are the man I want to take hold of my hand, to lead me to his bed, to strip naked with me, to lie back and let his legs fall open for me, and then moan and whimper as I climb on top of them. As I gently rock my hips, coaxing his body back to excitement, his cheeks flushing pink again as he realizes his cock is quickly becoming alert again, despite his shyness. You are the man I want to have take hold of my hands and draw me up, up, and up, whom I want to see shyly yet eagerly smiling up at me as he coaxes my hips over his face, as he lets his sweet mouth open, beckoning me to offer him my dripping cunt, as he hooks his arms around my smooth thighs and draws me downward, decisive in his desire. You are the man whose lips, whose tongue, and whose mouth I want all over me, but specifically at this moment between my thighs, whose face I want to mark with my juices, whose throat I want my nectar to drip down, the man I want to hear grunting encouragements as I can't resist him any longer, and as I grind, as before on his hips and now on his face, as I shout out his name in ecstasy. You are the man I want to kiss and cuddle and spoon with as I anticipate our next round. The man I will always be wet for. The man I want to lock eyes with as I finally straddle him confidently and sink myself at last onto his entire length in one fluid motion. You are the man with whom I want to moan, fuck, in perfect unison, whom I want to pull close to me, whom I want to bounce on, and whose body I want to wrap my legs around, whose mouth I want to feed my tits to, as I fuck him harder and harder and harder still, whose teeth I want to feel biting into my shoulder as he comes for me again, whose arms I want to have wrapped tightly around me, pulling at me, pulling me closer, drawing me in deeper, whom I want to claw at with my nails as I continue to fuck him so fucking hard. You are the man I want to come with, time and time again, in every position imaginable, every way conceivable. You are the man I would want to breed me one day, the man I devote myself to. But until I find a way to tell you that, you are the shy boy at work, the one I adore and know so well, and yet, who thinks that I never notice?